بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرضه دعوتي في مواسم الحج على كبائل العرب أرضه دعوة على بكر بن وائل وأخرج الحافظ أبو نعيم عن العباس قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أرى لي عندك ولا عند أخيك منعة فهل أنت مخرجي إلى سوق غدا حتى نقر في منازل كبائل الناس وكانت مجمع العرب قال فقلت هذه كندة ولفها وهي أفضل من يحج البيت من اليمن وهذه منازل بكر بن وائل وهذه منازل بني عامر بن سعصة فاختر لنفسك قال فبدا بكندة فأتاهم فقال ممن القوم قالوا من أهل اليمن قال من أي يمن قالوا من كندة قال من أي كندة قالوا من بني عمرو بن معاوية قال فهل لكم إلى خير قالوا وما هو قال تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤمنون بما جاء من عند الله قال عبد الله بن الأجلع وحدثني أبي عن أشياخ قومه أن كندة قالت له إن زفرت تجعل لنا الملك من بعدك فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الملك لله يجعله حيث يشاء فقالوا لا حاجة لنا فيما جئتنا به وقال الكلبي فقالوا أجئتنا لتسدنا عن آلهتنا وننابز العرب الحق بقومك فلا حاجة لنا بك فانصرف من عندهم فأتى بكر بن وائل فقال ممن القوم قالوا ومن بكر بن وائل قال من أي بكر بن وائل قالوا من بني قيس بن ثعلبة قال فكيف العدد قالوا كسرة مثل الثراء قال فكيف المنعة قالوا لا منعة جارنا فارس فنحن لا نمتنع منهم ولا نجير ولا نجير عليهم قال فتجعلون الله عليكم إن هذا أبقاكم حتى تنزلوا منازلهم وتستنكحوا نساءهم وتستعبدوا أبناءهم أن تسبحوا الله 33 وتحمده 33 وتكبره 34 قالوا ومن أنت قال أنا رسول الله ثم انطلق فلما ولى عنهم قال الكلبي وكان عمه أبو لهب يتبعه فيقول الناس لا تقبلوا قوله ثم مر أبو لهب فقالوا هل تعرف هذا الرجل قال نعم هذا في ذروة منا فعن أي شأنه تسألون فأخبروه بما دعاهم إليه فقالوا زعم أنه رسول الله قال ألا لا ترفعوا برأسه قولا فإنه مجنون يهزئ من أم رأسه قالوا هذا رأينا ذلك قد رأينا ذلك حين ذكر من أمر فارس ما ذكر أرضه دعوة على كبائل بمنى وأخرجه ابن إسحاق عن ربيعة بن عباد رضي الله عنه قال إني لغلام شاب مع أبي بمنى ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقف على منازل كبائل من العرب فيقول يا بني فلان إني رسول الله إليكم آمركم أن تعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وأن تخلعوا ما تعبدون من دونه من هذه الأنداد وأن تؤمنوا بي وتصدقوا بي وتمنعوني حتى أبين عن الله ما بعثني به قال وخلفه رجل أهول وضيع له غديرتان عليه حلة أدنية فإذا فرغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قوله وما دعا إليه قال ذلك الرجل يا بني فلان إن هذا إنما يدعوكم إلى أن تسلخوا اللات والعزى من أعناقهم وخلفاءكم من الجن من بني ملك بن أقيس إلى ما جاء به من البدعة والضلالة فلا تطيعه ولا تسمعوا منه قال فقلت لأبي يا أبتي من هذا الرجل الذي يتبعه ويرد عليه ما يقول قال هذا عمه عبد العزى ابن عبد المطلب أبو لهب أرضه دعوة إلى الجماعة بمنى وأخرج طبراني عن مدرك قال هججتم أم أبي فقال فلما نزلنا بمنى إذا نحن بجماعة فقلت لأبي ما هذه الجماعة قال هذا سبي فإذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا My dear respected brothers before Isha, we heard the whole incident of Hajj. The entire manasik of Hajj is based on the sacrifice of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam lineage and sanad links directly to the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So that effort that was done, or those sacrifices that was done by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, continued. Hajj continued. But the shape of Hajj changed, where the people started to put idols. As the pious people passed away, they made them into pictures. That is why we make picture making haram. Because this is where shirk starts. Make pictures, then after the picture gets erased, make it an idol of wood. After the wood gets eaten, then make it an idol of stone. And then slowly shaitan makes it so beautified that you start worshipping that idol. So Sharia blocks it from the beginning. Do not get involved in such things that will lead you to shirk. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued his effort. Every year Hajj should take place, even during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to him giving da'wah towards Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after becoming a Nabi, goes into the tribes, goes into the Maidan of Mina. And all the Arab tribes are there, they are coming for Hajj, and they are there on the plains of the Mashair. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Nu'aym ibn al-Abbas that Rasulullah told him that I do not see you helping me, neither you nor your brother, none of you will help me. So I want you to come with me tomorrow to the marketplace, and there we will meet the Arab tribes. And the Arab tribes were gathered there. So this marketplace was in Mina. So he took him, Nu'aym ibn al-Abbas took him, and then he said, this is the Kindar tribe and those around them, and they are the best of the Hajis that come to Baytullah from Yemen. Then this place is Bakr ibn Wa'il tribe, and this is Amir ibn Sa'sa tribe. You choose where you want to start. So Rasulullah mentioned that let me start with the Kindar tribe. So here Rasulullah starts his da'wat. He said, who are you people? They said, we are from Yemen. From which part of Yemen? So he's from Kindar. From which part of Kindar? The Arabs take pride in the lineage. So they said, the lineage of Bani Amr ibn Muawiyah. Then Rasulullah started his da'wat and he told them, that do you want to do something good? They said, what is it? Say, testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establish salah and bring iman with what has come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then they said to him that if we are successful in following you, that means if we follow you, then will we become kings after that? So Rasulullah mentioned that verily kingdom is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gives it to whomsoever he wishes. So they said, if that's the case, then we have no need for you and we will not follow you. Then they told him also that you came to us to stop us from worshipping the idols and opposing our Arab brothers, and while their right is upon us. So for this, we do not have any need for you. You go your way, we will go our way. فَانْصَرَفَ مِنْ عِنْدِهِمْ He turned away from them. Then he came to Bakr ibn Wa'il. Then he started again, gave them da'wat. Who are you people? They said, we are Bakr ibn Wa'il. Which Bakr ibn Wa'il? So, Bani Qais, Bani ibn Sa'alaba. And what are your numbers? They said, we are very, very big tribe, like the grains of sand. That's how big our tribe is. So if you're such a big tribe, what is your authority? Say, we have no authority. Because our neighbors are the Persians, and we cannot stop them from us. That means if they attack us, we cannot stop them. And if somebody attacks them, we cannot defend them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, that make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say Subhanallah 33 times. Say Alhamdulillah 33 times and say Allahu Akbar 34 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that you will become dominant upon them until you take over their houses, you marry their women, and their sons become your slaves. So they took this as an impossible thing. قَالُ وَمَنْ أَنْتَ They asked, who are you? Say, I am the Rasul of Allah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved away from there. Then his uncle Abu Lahab passed by there. So the people asked him that whenever Rasulullah should give da'wat, he should follow the Rasul of Allah and he should tell the people, do not accept what he is saying. So when he passed by these people, then they asked him, do you know this man? He said, yes. This is one of the persons of our family who is of very high status. Why are you asking? So they said that they told him that what was the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them. Then, and he claimed that he was the Nabi of Allah. Then he changed his whole tune. And he said that, Allah, la ta'arifu bi ra'si qawlan. Do not accept what he is saying. Because when a'uzu billah, he is insane. And he just speaks from the top of his head. So they said, when he told us that we will dominate over the Persians, then we thought the same thing. That maybe he is not speaking something that is correct. So we find that even in Mina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rabi'a ibn Ibad radiallahu anhu mentions that I was a small boy and I was in Mina and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stopped at a place giving a tribe da'wat and he was saying, the tribe of so and so, oh the children of so and so, I am the Rasul of Allah sent to you and I have been commanded that I give you the da'wat that do not worship anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make shirk with him, and do not forsake him and worship anything beside him. And bring iman in me and accept me and grant me asylum until there is clear, Allah ta'ala makes clear what Allah ta'ala has sent me with. And behind him was a man who was kunt, but he was handsome and he had his hair parted in the center. And he was wearing good clothing from Adan. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished give da'wat, what he was calling towards, this person would stand up and say, oh, people of so and so, this person is calling you to remove Lat and Uzza from your necks. And he is telling you that the jinn from Bani Malik ibn Uqais, who are your allies, that you must leave them out also. And he's bringing something, or he came with something that is bid'ah, and it is misguidance. Do not follow him. Do not listen to him. Qala fa qultu li abi, I said to my father, Ya abati, man hadha ar-rajul alladhi, who is this person that is following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is making rad, he is repelling all what he has said. He said, that is his uncle, Abu Lahab. So in the last hadith that we read today, again Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving da'wah to a huge group of people in Mina. So this youngster is saying that I was in Hajj with my father and we came to Mina and we came across a huge group. So I asked my father, who is this group? So he said, who is this person that's talking to this group? So he said that this is an irreligious person. Because he's moving from one religion to another religion. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, say la ilaha illallah and you will be successful. And then we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued with his da'wat. So my dear respected elders, brothers, ulama ikram, this is a lesson for us that in the state of Hajj, in the state of Ihram, to give da'wat and to move in Mina to the various camps and to speak to the people, to interact with them, this was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only moving and giving them da'wat, but also giving them nasiha. After looking at their problems, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised the tribe, Bakr ibn Wail, what to do? Make the tasbih of Allah 33 times. Make the tahmid of Allah 33 times. and make the takbir of Allah 34 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you their houses. Allah ta'ala will give you their women. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their sons your slaves. But they didn't bring yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they, when they heard this, they took it as a joke. That, how can this thing happen? But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans, and when Allah ta'ala decides to do something, it will definitely happen. And as for the previous nation that he gave, the previous tribe that he gave dawah to, the Kinda tribe, they wanted mulk, they wanted malik, they wanted to become kings. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that all kingdom is in the hands of Allah, Allah will give to whomsoever he wishes, then they said they didn't want to get involved with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina. My dear respected brothers, we hear and we hear the ahadith, but let us take it to heart. Hajj is such an act of ibadat where there's lot of mali qurbani and lot of jismi qurbani. You have to spend a lot of money also, and you have to spend, your body is exerted to its limits. And we feel that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exerted himself in Mina. That how these people can leave out the worshipping of idols and the things of this world and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn about the oneness of Allah. Today, we are going for Hajj. People are going for Hajj. How many of us are going with this mindset as a da'i to give da'wat in the mashair, to see to the people, to see to the ikram and the khidmat of the people? These are the sifat that a haji needs to possess. And when we get to Mina, from Mina we get to Arafah. Arafah is a day where we place ourselves in the court of Allah. On that specific day, at that specific time, on the 9th of Zilhijjah, Ba'd Zawal, after Zawal, after Zuhar, right up till sunset, it's a place and time that no other day can compare to that. It is the time when Shaitan is made most zalil. He is disgraced. He is throwing dust on himself. Because the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are standing on that plain of Arafah. And they are begging of the mercy of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua on the plains of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only performed one Hajjatul Islam. After Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the final Hajj. We heard the whole talk after Maghrib, and he made that final proclamation, and the Sahaba testified that you had fulfilled your message, the message that you had given. So Rasulullah made dua in Arafat for the zalim and the mazlum. The zalim, the oppressor. Mazlum, the oppressed. Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua for the mazlum, but Allah Ta'ala did not accept the dua for the zalim, for the oppressor. But Rasulullah didn't give up. When he went to Muzdalifah that night, there he sat in dua, and he kept on imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that also the oppressor, forgive the oppressor also. And before they could leave for Mina again to the Jamarats, after Fajr Salah, Rasulullah called the Sahaba, and he made an announcement that Allah ta'ala accepted my dua on behalf of the oppressor also. So my dear respected brothers, we are going through so much of oppression. The Muslim Ummah as a whole, in various parts of the world, they have been oppressed. What was the Sunnah method and what did the Rasul of Allah taught us? The Ibn Bakr ibn Wa'id, he taught them, make tasbih, tahleel, tahmeed. And Allah will turn the whole situation. So this yaqeen must come on amal. That we are sitting here, how much are we making dua for those people? How much are we making dua for the hujjaj that are going? So, it is a person that's going for hajj must go with a mizaj of da'wat. When he goes with a mizaj of da'wat, then everything else falls into place. He will not only think about himself, he will not only think about my comfort, he will not only think that I must get there, but he will look at the whole, how can I help the hajis, what ikram I can make. Once we are walking from Mina to Arafat. So at that time, they should allow the people to sell fruit, etc. on the road. So one haji came, said, how much you want for the whole cart? So the person gave him a price, the vendor gave him a price, took the money, he said, right, there I'm paying you, distribute this fruit to the hajis. And like that we find trucks parked on the side of the road, big horse and trailers, and distributing water, distributing food packs, etc. for the khidmat of the hujjaj. So my dear respected brothers, this hajj is one of the pillars of deen. Now we look at the halat and we're losing faith. Say, how are we going to make it? But our yaqeen tells us, when we're going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't look at your pocket, look at the one that fills the pocket, and that is Allah. So when we're going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yaqeen we go with. And now, for this also we are going out in the path of Allah. That person that goes for hajj is in the path of Allah, till he returns home. So Rasulullah ﷺ made effort in the medan of hajj. He gave his whole sacrifice, and through that sacrifice, deen spread throughout the world. In Hajjatul Wada, when that bayan was given, after that bayan, tashkeer was made, and the sahaba spread throughout the world. That is how we are sitting here as Muslims today. Because of their effort and their sacrifice. Now that same sacrifice is demanded of us. If you want to preserve deen, and if you want deen to continue, you have to give the sacrifice. Sacrifice, fikr, first comes the fikr, then comes the qurbani. After the qurbani, Allah Ta'ala opens up the doors of hidayat. That is the system of Allah. There's no other easy way. If there was an easy way, somebody would have thought about it long time ago. But this is the system of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the sunnah of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made it such that on effort, deen spreads. So my dear respected brothers, let us all make intention, inshallah, at the first given opportunity to come out for our 4 months. The istima is on now in Lodium. We make dua for the success of the istima. But the success of the istima does not lie on how many people came to the istima. The success of the istima lies how many jamaats went out before the istima and how many jamaat went out after the istima. So our istima is coming very soon, inshallah, August 6, 7, 8. So with regard to that istima, on the 10th of May, that's next week Sunday, inshallah. Next week Sunday at 9:30, there'll be, first of all, the kar guzari of the 3 days jamaats that went to Johannesburg. How many brothers went? And how many jamaats went? That kar guzari will be taken. And thereafter, as we have every year, all those areas that want the ijtima, that are trying for the ijtima, must come and present themselves and give their, what they're going to give for the ijtima, how many jamaats before, how many jamaats after, and what fikr has been made for the ijtima. And based on that, our elders will make a decision on the venue, inshallah. Then we have a special program for teachers and educators on the 25th of June, that's a Thursday, at 5:45 p.m. So this effort must start from now, inshallah, to get the sathis to get work on amongst the educators and the teachers and invite them for this program. So as we know that the Lodium Istima is taking place, and from there we are expecting jamaats. So confirmation has come for 2 foreign jamaats that are coming to us. One is a jamaat from Ethiopia and one is a Bangladesh jamaat that's arriving on Sunday here at Masjid Hilal. My dear respected brothers, this is a night of Laylatul Fikr, where we have to exert ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we have to come with our bedding and place our beddings in the masjid with the niyat of nafil etikaf. Make sure that we put something under us. Nobody is allowed to sleep directly on the musallas. Some fabric or some blanket must be placed under us, and then we sleep on top of them. And the night must be spent. The nights are very, very long. So, even if we sleep early, we can wake up early for tahajjud, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 amals of the night. Tahajjud, tilawat, zikr, and dua. My son said that these 4 amals must be done. Every da'i cannot miss these 4 amals in the Laylatul Fikr. Every night we're supposed to do it. Tahajjud for a da'i is like farz. Then our eating, my dear respected brothers, when we're going down to eat, let us purchase our food and eat in according to the sunnah. Whatever we have, whatever is left over, give it out to somebody else. Do not waste. Do not over dish out where you start wasting. Allah Ta'ala does not love those who waste. And our eating also, do not eat so much that now you can't wake up from the dasturkhan. Also clean the place around you. And then Subah Sadiq, for those, all of us who try and wake up for tahajjud, is 5:05. So the nights are long. Let us go and sleep early, wake up early, some of us. Sometimes the bedding gets tired of us. When you're waking up now, so long you're sleeping here. Wake up and go. So my dear respected brothers, let us wake up, make success, make dua for the success of the Lodium Ijtima and all the Ijtimas that are taking place in various parts of the world. And let us make dua and start effort for our Ijtima that's coming in August. The effort starts now. How many jamaats we're going to take out before the Ijtima to make fikr towards the Ijtima? How many jamaats, all those satis that are making intention for 4 months, there's a time for them now to rise and shine. That date that is set from there, inshallah, I'm ready for 4 months, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Anything else? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka almulku kullu wa laka shukru kullu. Allahumma la uthi sana'an alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram wal Izzati allati la turam. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر وسلامة من كل اسم. اللهم لا تضع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آت نفوسها تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا على صراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم.